listening to Nowhere Moment, film, television, pop culture. It's where you find it.
I need to talk to you about a loan.
Is it for drugs?
No, it's not for drugs. I lost my job.
But you shouldn't have any trouble finding another job, sugar booger.
No, see, I tried. I applied for every single opening in my field, but there's nothing right now.
Well, then I hate to say it, but times are hard. You're just going to have to swallow your pride. Why don't you get a job at Burgerama? They'll hire you. My Lord, I saw on the TV, they had this little retarded boy working the cash register.
Because I'm not retarded, Mom. I was valedictorian of my university.
Well, you don't have to put that down on your application.
One fine day with a whoop and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir. No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, it's a feline canine little cat dog. Cat dog, cat dog, alone in the world is a little cat dog. Out on the road or back in town, all kind of critters wouldn't cat dog down. Gotta rise above it, gotta try to get along, gotta walk together, gotta sing this song. Cat dog, alone in the world is a little cat dog.
Cat dog.
Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
She used to be an actress.
Oh, really? She do anything out of scene?
I think her biggest deal was she starred in a pilot.
Pilot? What's a pilot?
Well, you know the shows on TV?
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, but you are aware that there's an invention called television, and on this invention they show shows, right?
Yeah.
Well, the way they pick TV shows is they make one show. That show's called a pilot. Then they show that one show to the people who pick shows. And on the strength of that one show, they decide if they want to make more shows. Some get chosen and become television programs. Some don't. Become nothing. She starred in one of the ones that became nothing.
I'm not going to hurt anybody. I don't want no trouble. No trouble. I just want some chips. I want some chips, that's all. All I want some chips. See, the chip, that's it. Turn that over, man, it's burning. It's burning, turn it over, it's burning. I just want some chips. Oh.
What is your glitch, huh?
My glitch?
You know what? We're already late.
Do you have like a problem with me or something? Because if you do, let's just get this out, all right? Seriously, is there like, I mean, have I like stepped over some line in the sands of coolness with you? Because, excuse me if somebody doesn't know the secret handshake with you.
There's no secret handshake. There's an IQ prerequisite, but there's no secret handshake.
You got like this whole like thing with the world, don't you, huh? That's really wonderful. But guess what? I'm a human being, okay? We're human beings, people, okay? You know, we're not like intelligence, you know, quotations or whatever.
Just ignore him.
No.
Done.
God damn.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Yes! We're back! Hopefully no ads interrupted us during that, but hey, everybody! Woo-hoo!
It's time for Nora Mulberry. I am the J Strom. Film, television, pop culture is what we talk about every Friday, if we can, unless we decide to do something social that evening and we don't want to do it. But tonight, we're doing it. Welcome to the show. And this is our first time ever on a new, what would you call it? Is it a live host in a way? Kind of like an alien face hugger. It's a live host.
It's a harness.
It's Mixler. Hello, Mixler. Thank you for welcoming us here. Because Ustream, they S'd all over us. Am I right, Bill? You know,
they had violent diarrhea all over us.
If there are people who didn't listen to last week's show, every 10 minutes, say, what was it, an Airwick ad?
That was one of them. Airwick was one. I can't remember what the other one was, but they were annoying ads.
And basically, it was just driving the people who listened to our show on Fridays insane, where they couldn't listen to it. And
that special group of four or five.
Yes.
That like to listen live.
Hopefully, our feed is going strong now.
Oh,
and there's no
1 hour energy, or 5 hour energy was the other one.
Oh, man, that's so annoying. But hopefully everything's going okay now. Mixler, what's awesome about it is it's an audio-only live feed. It doesn't have all that extra padding of video and stuff on there.
People don't need to see us, honestly. We don't like to see us.
Well, it's we're radio. Really, we're radio. And I didn't think there was any place to go. I don't know if Mixler is new, but after...
Theater of the mind.
Right. But after, like, Now Live, remember that, Bill? They started charging, like, okay, if you pay
$100. And that was out of nowhere.
Yeah, just kind of like Ustream. So it was like, okay, where do we go? And we found Ustream, and that was pretty – it was kind of a pain in the ass at first until they came out with this desktop app you could open and then go live like that. And
it
I was like
– freeze up Firefox, right?
Right. It was just a pain in the ass. Sometimes it wouldn't log in or it bumped me out, and I'd have to re-log in. It was a pain in the ass. So after this thing happened with Ustream, I was like, oh, where am I going to find that has a desktop app? That's so easy. All you do is launch it on your desktop. You don't have to be logged in anywhere, and then you can just go live. It's really cool. So I did different searches, and I looked at Justin TV and everything, and that's video-only controls. There's no audio-only option that I could see. Wow. And so I finally did a Google search, live audio only broadcasting or something like that. And that's when Mixler showed up and I was like, okay, they have a desktop app. Okay. It doesn't cost anything. You know, they have a version that you can pay for, which is good. They already have something set up where you pay. That is if say when we're doing the show, they record it while we're playing the show, we're doing it live, and then they'll host it for us. Like, hey, they're our host also. But I don't need that, you know. I record the show myself, and I put it out via Podbean. And so it is free. So that's good. Because the hosting is not. I just got that email from Podbean saying, hey, this week, just don't forget, you owe us $200. $99 okay. for the regular feed and $99 for the enhanced feed. So
well, I've heard it here, people. You want to hear us hear any more of this show, you better start donating.
And that's like, shit, I got to get the best of show out. At least people have something to donate for.
To remember us
right?
by.
And, you know, I'm going on vacation at the end of next week. It would be a good time to release that best of because we'll have nothing else coming out unless Bill and you and I decide to do something special or whatever. But there's always that week of where it lands on in July where you have to pay for those. And it's just like, shit, is this worth it? Should I cancel the enhance? And then you pay it off and then you're like, okay, I'll keep doing it. You know, it's kind of like Netflix, you know, when that, you know, whenever they bump up the price $1, because they always do, like every year, year and a half, you're like, do I really need this
shit? They're like the postal service.
Yeah, they are. Do I really need this? But luckily, knock on wood, Podbean hasn't raised their prices. They're pretty reasonable, actually. And the reason, you know, I went with that plan, which was $99 for a year on one feed, is because the bandwidth, you know, you just don't have enough if you go with the lower tier. And remember, we used to do SwitchPod, and then
We had the free service, which was, I don't even remember, GCast. That was the best one. Free. I mean, you didn't have any stats or anything like that. It was kind of lame. I guess you did have some stats.
That's what we had old school on, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so I remember when SwitchPod, they got bought out by that other thing. I don't remember.
Libsyn?
Yeah, Libsyn. And they're like, hey, come on over to Libsyn. And what was like
$10? We'll only charge you four times whatever you were
paying.
We
had a plan that was like $5 a month on SwitchPod. And you just pay the whole year in advance. Don't worry about it. But Libsyn, their lowest tier was like $12.50 a month. And I was like, fudge this. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Yeah. So I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
So, I mean, in the history of the show, Bill, we've had a lot of different hosts, live hosts. I mean, if you want to count, we even used to have, what was that, feed? You bought a feed for a while for...
Shoutcast?
Shoutcast, yeah, but that was too expensive, wasn't it?
It was, and it had like a 40-second delay on everything.
The idea is to just be free. That's the best thing. Yeah. Freedom. So, freedom, guys. We're here.
Make our own
freedom.
Serve it yourself.
Right. I mean, the thing that drives me nuts sometimes is people say, you know, they don't mean it in a derogatory way, but they go, well, I just listen to the podcast. Well, it's like, yeah, I know, but, you know, we like doing the show live, too. It's fun. It gives us that energy, you know? Go back and listen to the shows before we are live. There is a slower pace. And I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. But I like the more energetic live pace. What do you say, guys?
I think the shows that we recorded, we had a slower pace because it was just more casual.
Back. We smoked a lot of pot at the time.
Yeah, so much pot.
Dude, I am so high.
I have such a bad memory now because of it.
No, but I'm kidding. But yeah, good times. Whatever. I don't remember what I was talking about, Bill. See, that's what happens.
Man. Pass that doobie.
Now, guys, I have some voicemail. Let's go ahead and play a couple of voicemails. The first one is from Adam, and he has a lot of splaining to do. Where's our twin IM this week? Am I right, Bill? Oh, my God.
I completely forgot about it. See what happens?
Yeah, none last week or this. What's funny is Adam, he just blames Ross all the time. Well, Ross did this or Ross did that. It's like, yeah, Ross is a saboteur, Adam. You got to watch out for him. All right,
Adam sounds like a complainer.
Come on, Hammer Pants.
What's up, Noberry Mulberry? It's Adam from the Bay Area calling in to say that last week's show was doper than dope. Dibbity
nice.
Dope dope.
What a
and
dope.
Apparently that makes me an a-hole because I use the word dope. I was realizing that I do use that word all the time, so apparently... In Bill's book, I'm an a-hole.
You're an asshole.
It was awesome. I love that the fact that Bill called Steven a B-word. And,
a bitch.
me mentioning Steven's name alone made me think back to episode 108 or 109, whatever the Cloverfield episode was, to where Freddie Forks calls in and says that... that Jason, Bill, and Daryl really inspired him. So I like to think of Steven as Daryl now. I want to tease a little bit the Twin IM special Cloverfield episode we're going to be doing. Probably going to record it this next coming week. We've been slacking on the Twin IMs. I'm sorry. I know that our fans must just be outraged because they just can't get on without it. I know it must be really tough. Just kidding. I'm not really that arrogant. We have a good time doing them. I like that you guys enjoy it. Sorry that we haven't done any. We're going to get back on the ball. We're both very busy at the moment. But who isn't, right? Love the show, 240. Let's make 241 one to remember. Huh?
You know it.
Have a great show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Adam. And, you know, I don't think Adam is an a-hole. He could say dope if he wants to, right, Bill?
No.
I mean, honestly, I've known you a long time, Bill. You have a lot of hang-ups about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Adam,
I'm just as much of an asshole. So.
He should go on being himself, I think.
Yes.
Right.
Dope makes him happy, dope on.
Dopeness. Nothing but dopeness. And you know what I just realized? When I started the show, I didn't introduce any of us.
I think everyone knows us.
I don't think I've ever not done that before, have I? Like I say, and to my left, Steven the Pop Culture Zealot. Hey,
yes,
Steven,
hey.
How's it going here? And hey, welcome back, Laura.
Hey.
Laura, the Nym Fitness Guru. Laura, you haven't been on the show for months, have you?
It hasn't been months.
Months?
Years. Well, welcome back, Laura. And also, you. Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How's
She's
it going, Bill?
Gracefully for you.
I am dope.
You're dope? Doing
I'm
dope.
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 I'm dopey.
I love the way that guy said that on there, by the way. It's just genius. Now, guys, I'll just edit that to the beginning of the show.
There you go.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not even going to mess with it. But anyway, yeah, I just had to get it out of the way. Now, we have another voicemail, this one from Rick. Hey, Rick. Let's check out and see what he's doing.
Hey, guys. Woo-hoo. I should be a bit quiet because it's early in the morning and people are sleeping. But I just wanted to send you guys a voicemail because I didn't want to, and that's all I got to say about it. Hey, what was the stuff that was on the intro to last week's show? Like the... Because I was walking along, listening to the show, and that came along, and I was just like, I'm in such a good mood now. That's not, I just want to find out what it is so I can just get it and just
Dusty's Treehouse.
Put it on a loop and just play that in my house 24 hours a day. Because you can't be awesome. Unhappy with that kind of stuff. Just
ba-ba-da, it was cheerful, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a kid's show that we watched
so
growing up.
Uplifting and joyful. It's great. The movie mini shows, I enjoyed them. I watched Super 8. Before listening to the Super 8 one, but I didn't watch X-Men before listening to the X-Men one, because, yeah, as you said, it's an origin story, can't really ruin it. But Super 8, I've got to say, I was seriously underwhelmed. And that might be because I was watching it online for free, and it was just a terrible, terrible copy. I don't even know what the add-in looks like.
Huh?
But other than that, I was
must have been an early version.
I was watching it, going, "Where's the joy? Where's the
it's a stick, you know, with a blanket over it?"
I was like, "I would rather watch friggin' E.T. for the 20th time, and I would have enjoyed it more than this first time around."
You've only seen E.T. 20 times.
Just saying, it doesn't have that rewatchability. It's not a classic. Yeah, and I expected it to be a lot better than it was. I don't know. I don't mind J.J. Abrams, like.
I'd agree
decent
with him
movie,
if he was right.
Decent movie, but it seems like he just has a formula that he sticks to, and I'm kind of just not entertained by it as much as I could be. Not saying that I wasn't entertained, because, you know, I watched it to the end, but, you know what I mean, right?
No.
You just like fucking...
No.
Rick has lost it. He doesn't know what he's talking about anymore, right? Well, I never did, but... Anyway, have a good show, guys, and I love you.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
Love
this
you
is
too,
Rick from Australia. I'm just going to go back to sleep now.
Okay. All right, get some shut-eye,
I think
buddy.
He is sleeping.
Now, Rick, if you listen to the NIMH movie mini on Super 8, I told you why it was a good movie, and you should know that. And you should have known to like it. So you didn't listen closely enough. Go back and listen.
I can't believe you watched it online.
He's a bootlegger.
That happens. You know, they don't get movies in Australia. You have to do that.
No.
They make you play outside with kangaroos and stuff.
Australia's never heard of film.
Yeah, it's a bummer. Except for George Miller. He's the only one who makes movies there.
They just throw boomerangs at each other.
That is
Take
awesome.
Care of koala bears.
Well, Rick, thank you very much. And Adam, let's go ahead and get to entertainment. I also wanted to say, we have a live studio audience tonight. Severin, my nephew. Hey, Severin, how's it going?
Good.
Glad to have you. So
I can't believe my mom dragged me here again.
Aw, it's okay, right, Severin? You having some fun over there?
Yeah. I just want some chips. I want some chips, that's all. All I want some chips. See, chip, that's it.
All right, get him some Ruffles or something.
Severin sounds like Eddie Murphy.
Now, do you guys remember last week? How could you, if you forgot,
nope.
You know, you have bad memory.
Too much plot. Don't remember any of it.
We played a trailer to Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Now, way back in the day, I used to play trailers like every week on the show. It's like, hey, we'll play a trailer, kill some time. It'd be kind of fun. We'll riff over it. And I was like, you know what? I want to get back into this. It's summertime. We don't have a lot of shows to talk about. So let me find some trailer that just came out recently. Mainly something that contains a lot of audio information, because this is an audio podcast. You don't see it. That's, you know, fortunately, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of times glass breaking, Bill.
Yes, love glass breaking.
Jump kicks, or like we said, the whoa.
Cars crashing.
There's the
Mission Impossible's action, so you kind of have to see that
one. Yeah, there. So...
I know what trailer you're going to play.
Oh, you do? Yep. What is it?
The Iron Lady.
Wrong. I don't even know what the hell that is. No, it's
the Margaret Thatcher movie.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
You don't want to go see a Margaret Thatcher movie?
I don't know what it is. I'll watch the trailer. We'll play it next week, Bill.
No, we won't.
No, but this week, Steven Spielberg's has a trailer. It came out to his new film called The War Horse. Now, Bill, I know how much you love horse movies.
Oh, man, delicious.
And this
I want to eat that horse already.
This trailer is beautiful. Beautiful music, lots of imagery of a horse running in battle. There's not a lot of talking going on.
Why is the horse running in? What kind of horse is this?
He's a war horse. So... Also, there's a guy who talks in the trailer. I can't understand a word he says. So what I did is I basically enhanced this trailer to make it better for our audio. So let's go ahead and check it out. The War Horse, Steven Spielberg. It looks like a beautiful flick. You know what I'm saying? What's that, Steven?
Is it like an origin story? Like the horse grows up and it's like obsessed with violence and it just wants to go to war?
I think what it is it's wartime and they needed horses for war, and they took this kid's horse and he goes off to find his horse while it's in all these horrible battles and stuff.
So they just fight horses?
No.
What war was this? This is awesome.
There's people riding on the horses.
On their hooves and stuff.
There's people on horseback.
If the horses die, do they grind them up and eat them?
I don't know. You'll have to see the movie. All right, let's check this out, guys.
Plenty of glue. Can you imagine flying over a war? And you know you can never look down. You have to look forward. You'll never get home.
Huh? It's a beautiful shot there.
Go, horse, go!
So beautiful.
Horse fights! Wow, that one's in the distance.
What could be braver than that?
What's that guy talking about?
That horse has a sword!
What, the horse had a choice to fight?
Horses don't have choices, they're horses. You fight, horse.
No, he bites.
Oh, he's eating a little sugar cube.
I thought it was an apple.
A little treat. Oh, there he goes. Bye. War horse.
Man, that horse just eats and leaves.
Where's the war?
It's action-packed.
Looks like a beautiful movie.
Did he say goodbye there?
Yeah, I'm going to check that out, man. It looks pretty good.
What if he's related to Mr. Ed?
Looks good, guys. Hey, looks good.
Looks good.
Now, okay, we've got...
Looks good.
Bill, we have Zookeeper out this week. I'm sure
looks
we're all going to go see that.
Looks good,
yeah. Horrible Bosses. Looks good.
Looks good.
I noticed that John Carpenter has a new movie out called The Ward, about like a haunted ward of a hospital or something.
A haunted ward. Sweet.
I was trying to think. I didn't have time to look on IMDb what John Carpenter's last theatrical release was.
I thought it was about the father from Leave It to Beaver.
The Ward. But,
Dave, way down. Sorry.
Wow, that was a Steven one.
Hey, I used to watch Nick at Night as a kid. I'm sorry.
I watched it. I watched Leave It to Beaver, too. I know what Leave It to Beaver is. It's good stuff. But, Bill, I was asking you a question I really wanted the answer to. What was John Carpenter's last theatrical release? Do you have any idea? Was it Ghosts of Mars?
No.
Because that was a long time ago.
It was, wasn't it the remake, or no? I was going to say the remake of Precinct, Assault on Precinct, whatchamacallit.
So I'm curious to see the Ward just because it's John Carpenter. I mean, I didn't think, I thought Ghost of Mars was really bad.
Holy shit, you're right, it was Ghost of Mars.
Wow.
He did a couple things for that Masters of Horror.
Right. And I didn't get
to
see
the last theatrical release was Ghost of Mars. Wow.
Man, what the hell?
That was painful.
Yeah, it really was.
It could have been okay without Ice Cube and maybe a little tighter story, but it wasn't very good at all.
Yeah,
that was the one with the train, right? Where they
John Carpenter's Vampires, James Woods.
That's a movie I enjoy.
That movie's a mess, though.
It is so stupid.
The setup is like, okay, man, this is pretty cool. The Vatican pays these guys to rid the world of vampires. But the movie, it falls apart. It's just a disaster.
Oh, it's terrible. That's but the same it's just, thing. I can't help but enjoy it.
Yeah, Ghost of Mars is the same way. That movie falls to pieces. It's a disaster.
I just remember the main vampire was the same guy from The Crow, right? That
I don't think so.
Thomas Ian Griffith or whatever?
No, The Crow is Michael Wincott.
Oh, I always get those bastards confused.
And what was funny about The Ghost of Mars is they made him kind of look like a Marilyn Manson type guy or something.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. I mean, the only part I liked in Ghost of Mars, because, you know, there is some stuff that I liked in it, was this weird flashback to where the vampires came from, like some alien culture or something. I vaguely remember this. I thought that was kind of neat. But, yeah, the movie's just a mess. But, The Ward. Go see it, Laura, and we'll ask you about it next week.
I know it came out in the UK a while ago and didn't really get very good reviews.
Is it? I keep looking at the temperature here. It's 104 degrees outside right now.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
It didn't feel like
Why do you live in Texas?
I don't
Why
know.
Does anyone live in Texas?
I don't know. That's insanely hot. Did you guys like Super 8 better than Rick?
Yeah, I enjoyed
Super 8, yeah.
Maybe it's just Australian translation.
I honestly have to say Super 8 is all about your state of mind, how you're going into it. Because, you know, when I first saw it, I was kind of bored by it.
Well, I wonder how Rick
but
felt
then,
when he sat
after
down
after talking
at his computer.
About it and seeing it again, I really enjoyed it.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, I was thinking, what was Rick's mood when he sat at his computer built? And watched an early version where there was no monster in it.
He was probably sleeping.
No. You got the stick with the figure on it, and they're holding it up. This is the monster!
Do you remember back when Ang Lee's Hulk, before it came out, it leaked online? Yes. But there was a version of it with no Hulk in it?
Yes!
I wonder if it was like that.
Things are just flying through the air for no reason.
Yeah, it's like, this movie sucks. It's like, you're not... watching a finished version. There's no Hulk in it yet.
Become invisible.
It's kind of like Wolverine. Even the finished version wasn't a finished version.
He's got a cloaking device. Yeah, do you remember that, Bill? When Wolverine leaked, they were like, it's not finished yet. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, I remember watching it going, man, this looks like shit.
And it's like, no, it's not finished. It's not finished. Yeah. It's like, yes, it is.
Yeah, you see it in the theater and go, oh my God, it's the same movie.
Yeah, they were lying.
They were lying. They were just trying to save their ass. Like, no, honestly, it's not finished. It's a rough edit.
I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, it's...
That sucker was locked.
Locked in... it was a theatrical print. They never did even release, like, a director's cut, did they?
No, there's nothing
some
there.
Some of the guys that I work with that were just thought it was awesome movie.
Oh, man, that was dope, man.
Dope.
No offense, Adam. I'm not making fun of you. All right, just so you know. All right, guys, let's check out what's on TiVo. You know, when I did the Enhanced Podcast to episode 109, the Cloverfield episode. It's pretty funny, some of the shows we talk about. One of them is one of those real-world road rules challenges where it was a clip of that dude, CT. This guy's a total dick. He's all pissed and drunk and telling his girlfriend, he did his time with her, yo. He don't want to go to bed. Do you guys remember that? It's a long time ago.
No, thank God.
So I'm like checking now. I'm like, I wonder what CT's up to. Sure enough, he's on the current version of MTV's The Challenge Rivals, which is the same shit. Is the guy like in his 50s now and he's still on the show? So I was like, I wonder if this guy's matured. He's mellowed out and stuff. Hasn't it all. In fact, he's threatening to kill somebody in this clip. He's got to actually eat his face, he says. He's going to smoke him.
Wait, he's go. Wait.
Stuff him in a pipe and he's going
to
smoke him.
No, I don't think he's actually going to, like, smoke. He's going to put him in, like, a Weber smoker.
Oh,
and he also wants his face smoked before he eats it.
Nice jerky face.
And picture
a nice
this,
hickory smoke to it.
The guy he's yelling at is standing looking forward, not at him. And CT is in his face, like all the way, where his breath is just blowing on his face. And the guy's just chilling there, like not even looking at him, like, okay. And he's like yelling. And then when he leaves, he grabs CT's bed and throws it off the balcony of whatever hotel it's at. But this is just ridiculous. But let's see how CT's
doing. I like
doing.
To sleep outside.
I'm going to rip your head off as soon as I get a chance, bro. And even if I lose, I'm taking your head with me. I want to eat your face off. You can't stop me. You made it personal. My top priority is to you up, Wes,
so,
until I leave.
So can I go to bed now?
Go to bed.
Where do you want this?
Wes, you're just asking for it now. You're gonna get rid of me by throwing a twin-size mattress off the balcony? Don't even act like I'm scared of you, bro.
You look it.
Please, I called you out all day long. I'm scared of you now. What? Who's scared of you now? You know I'm better than you. You know I'll f***ing smoke you. Do I sound scared now? Who's scared now? Say it.
Me.
I wonder how many times that guy's gone through anger management. It just hasn't worked.
I'm scared.
But MTV's like, let's get that guy back.
He's so stable.
He's been through anger management. Well, he should be okay this time.
How many years ago was that Cloverfield episode, the 109? We're on episode 241. And he's still yelling at people on MTV.
He's got issues.
I guess he found his niche. Am I right?
He needs to find a new psychiatrist.
Okay, now, there's this other, you know, I got to find other shows to kind of, like, talk about. There was no Bachelorette this week. I was really depressed. Yeah.
Where'd she go?
There's no Cake Boss. Oh, it's because of 4th of July. No Cake
no
Boss.
No Cake Boss because of 4th of July?
So I found a new show, Love in the Wild on NBC. Now, here's what this show is. It's a dating show, but it's kind of like an adventure show, like The Amazing Race or something. They take a couple that have never met, try to get a love connection out of them, but also send them on an adventure where they go over dangerous rapids, you know, fight cobra snakes or something. I don't know. But and this
kill mountain lion.
Treasure at the end.
So they make you go hike with some lady you don't know. If you're a guy or a woman, you go with some dude. One this clip, I think it's funny. The guy is just complaining the whole time, and the chick is getting really fed up with it. She thinks he's kind of a Nancy boy. And then when they go over this bridge from the Temple of Doomville, it's like a rickety bridge, he slips through and he does this kind of girlish scream that's hilarious.
Oh no.
And you knew he wasn't going to find love after this. Let's check this out. Good music there.
Is that John Williams?
One of the challenges was you have to go across a bridge that looked so beaten up. There's holes. There's cracked boards. It was terrifying.
Oh.
It was stupid.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't blend in or anything.
Stupid.
We picked up the tether, and I had so much anxiety going through me, I can't even explain it. Yeah, I'm just, okay, not liking the height.
Derek was a little panicked, and I wasn't expecting that. If you act like a girl, I probably want nothing to do with you.
I mean, we are high up here.
Hey, listen to this little Nancy yelp.
All right, over.
So he.
Oh, I gotta hear that again.
Wasn't that great? Do you think that he found love after that?
Yeah.
I think he found his feminine side.
He just turns around and looks at him like, what? He's like, oh, he's like fanning himself. Oh, I almost died.
You know, that sounds a little like the LaToya Jackson. Yeah. She got tasered.
Totally. That is gold, though. I just love that. And she already said it. She doesn't like girls.
The only thing that show's missing is a small Asian sidekick.
Now, Bill, hey, let's talk about Big Brother. Big Brother's back, huh?
It is.
I was like,
vengeance.
Will they do like, let's just have strangers in here, no twist, just have it straight on Big Brother, Bill. Will they do that?
Big Brother hates gimmicks.
Yeah. Of course not. They're going to have nothing but gimmicks and twists and stuff. But
because that's how Alison Grodner does TV.
But my favorite part of Big Brother is the first episode. Everyone who goes in there, you know, they're introducing themselves. They don't tell the truth about what they are because they think that they're going to have some kind of preconceived idea. Like, I can't tell them I'm a model. They think I'll live this luxurious lifestyle. So I'll say I'm a student or something like that.
Yeah, she's like, I'm a waitress.
Yeah, I live a luxurious lifestyle. It's like, what? Huh? A lot of times when people tell me what they do, I'm not even paying attention.
Yeah. The other guy's like, oh, I'm not going to tell them that I'm an ordained youth minister. I'm going to tell them I'm a matchmaker.
Right. So let's check this out and listen to as they introduce people. My favorite is Adam, who is the heavy metal guy.
He doesn't claim he's from the Bay Area. No. You know, it's one thing to be, you know, the heavy metal guy. Like, yeah, you like metal, you got the beard, good for you. But to tell everybody.
Yeah, I'm into metal. But he also says, my favorite show is 90210. And they're like, okay. So let's check this out.
There's all the metal music on there.
It's funny that you say that about Adam from the Bay Area because there's a guy on here named Dominic. And you'll know throughout the clips that this guy sounds like Adam. It sounds like Adam from the Bay Area is on Big Brother. I'll let you know when he's talking. All right, let's check this out.
It's double trouble as we take the idea of the dynamic duo to a whole new level.
Double trouble dynamic duo.
Big Brother.
What's she talking about? She had a stroke or something?
There's definitely lots of eye candy to look at. These girls are just absolutely hot.
The Lord is my shepherd, and he knows what I want.
I have a huge hair phobia. I hate sharing a shower with anybody. I hate hair everywhere. If it's not attached to your head, I hate it. So being in this house is like my nightmare come true.
One of my best features is definitely my personality. And the doctors did help a little bit.
I'm already expecting on this list. I'm like,
looking around at everyone, I see a lot of pretty people and some snazzy dressers. But I'm wondering, you know, do these guys have any game? I know Adam's going to dominate this house. I'm going to take these people over. I'm going to use them up. Great. I'm going to spit them out. They don't know what they're in for.
My name is Keith. I'm from a small suburb outside of Chicago. I have an identical twin brother. And professionally, we have a relationship consulting service.
Like, we're throwing them off.
I definitely don't want any of the house guests to know that I'm an ordained deacon because then they'll automatically assume that I'm going to start judging them. So I tell all the house guests that I'm a matchmaker. I won't be
that makes total sense.
To me, especially the ladies.
He's judging
but I have a weakness for women. You know, first they get my eyes, then they get my heart. So,
I'm
Adam.
I'm 39 from Hoboken, New Jersey, right outside of New York.
Hey, I wonder if Buddy knows this guy.
I'm a metalhead. I love bacon, and my favorite TV show besides Big Brother is Beverly Hills 90210.
Yay!
90210!
Okay.
Yeah!
My name is Kalia. The drink is Kahlua. I always help.
God has blessed Kalia extremely. Funny. She has those puppies. It looks like they're ready to fight and jump out of that dress.
We're going to have a fun time.
I told everyone that I was a student, and I'm not. I'm a VIP cocktail waitress. I didn't want to tell the other house guests about my real job because I'm afraid that they'll think my life is a little too luxurious to be going after the big prize.
My name is
Luan. You could just tell me you're a waitress. They know you work hard for a living.
6 years now. I love to have fun. I ain't gonna
How
lie.
Much does a VIP waitress make?
I'm gonna forget y'all names about it. I'm serious. I'm gonna have nicknames for all of y'all.
I'm from a little suburb of Dallas. Right now, I'm interning, stylist assistant.
And I'm planning on going to school this next year in
what part
New York,
of Dallas is she from?
I didn't want to admit that I model for a living. When people think of models, they assume that we're narcissistic. We want to steal your boyfriend, that we think we're better than everybody else. I just didn't want that stigma attached to me.
The game has begun, but the Big Brother house is not full yet.
Huh? It's not full yet? Full of hot air?
Full of idiots?
Now, Dominic did not talk in that clip, so just get ready. Adam from the Bay Area is in the Big Brother house as Dominic.
He's in the
just
so go, but what?
Big Brother house.
Oh.
But I love that I'm from a suburb of Dallas. It's like I'm from a suburb of Fort Worth. Notice I don't talk like a friggin' hick. What the hell?
She's from the deepest, darkest suburb of Dallas you've ever...
Deep in the heart of Dallas. She's got throwing up plates in the air and shooting them. It's like, holy shit. Guess I'm not really that Texan, Steven.
Remember the Alamo.
I would have died if she said, I'm from Crowley, Texas. Wouldn't you have laughed? That would have been gold.
I'd have fell out.
All right, so basically what was interesting about this season is they were going to bring in old... couples, old teams, people who were on seasons together, Big Brother, and some of the people brought up there, I was like, oh no, I can't watch it now, because one was Will and Boogie.
Oh, when Chilltown. She said that, I freaked out.
I was like, no. Another was Jesse, that muscle-bound guy again. With that stupid bitch, Natalie, who I couldn't stand. Was that her name, Natalie?
Stupid bitch.
I hated that chick so much. She was like a pathological liar. She drove me nuts. And if she got
she
back
was
in there,
really kind of like greasy and just...
She was always like picking her butt and stuff. It's really
she was nasty.
And she was like, oh, remember her big thing? She was like, I'm 18 years old. And they're oh, my God.
Yeah, she was like, she's 32.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want anyone to know I'm 23. And it's like, why?
Don't give a shit. Stupid ass.
By the way, she was like the next to the last. She was the runner up of that season, too.
I'm
that's
gonna
how,
go in
that's
there.
How annoying that season was.
I'm
going to
go in there and be on there. Yeah. I've got cancer and I've only got a year to live.
Well,
so
the guy last year, Steven, the guy last year, I forget his name, Bill, he said his wife was dying.
Yes.
He needed the winnings for his wife. And everyone's
that was
like,
that
oh,
Ronnie
man.
Guy, right? I want it for myself.
No, that was the nerdy guy. You know, I'm a Jedi or whatever.
Matt, his name was Matt.
Yeah. And when he told everybody that he was lying, everyone was like, that is just wrong, dude. What's wrong
asshole.
With you? Yeah. So luckily,
I'd go in and be like, yeah, I have Crohn's disease, so I do a lot of shitting. And just keep everyone away from
just
me.
Just say, you know, let me have the bathroom to myself.
In the bathroom, you know, can I use the head of household bathroom?
So, thanks. Bill, we dodged a bullet, actually, because they have Jeff and Jordan in there, which are a nice, dumb couple, you know.
Oh. Jordan is so incredibly stupidly adorable.
She is. And Jeff, he just seems like a nice guy. Yeah. The season they were on, they listened to everything Natalie said. That's what drove me nuts. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now, we also have Rachel and Brendan. Which her season, she was so annoying, but I loved how insane she drove everyone. She's like, hi, bitches. And they were like, remember her? So they got her back. And then we also have Evil Dick and his daughter Danielle back, which is interesting. Yeah. And we'll talk more about that in a bit. But let's go ahead and check this out as they find out that all is not what it seems in the Big Brother house, you guys.
I'm glad you've had some time to get to know one another, because this summer,
thank you,
you will be partnering and playing the game with someone in this room.
Wow.
What?
Julie, that goes my strategy.
I'll be back in a little while to get your decisions.
Thanks a lot, Julie. I had the perfect plan coming into this game. I was going to align myself with these women. We were going to call ourselves Keith Angels, and we were going to run this game. Now we got this twist.
Oh, too bad
I'm crushed.
That,
Keith, what are you thinking? Honestly, like, you're not picking a prom date. You're picking a partner for a game. You're
Adam
an idiot. You're thinking with the wrong guy, Keith.
Holy crap, you're right.
Are y'all ready for double trouble?
Oh, it's
Rachel.
Rachel
is a beast of a couple. It is a male named Brendan and a female
Santa
named Rachel. So I'm scared.
I can't believe I'm
my
brother again.
Not Daryl, it's Adam. I thought I just lied. My name was Daryl.
Hey, and it's like, ding, ding, ding. They're like their own, like, house guest.
That's why there's
this house is so pissed. Shut up. Oh, my God.
Now, Rachel and Brendan walk in the house. My metal side came out. You're not taking over my house.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm back, bitches. I'm better than ever. We are the dynamic duo, Double Trouble. Watch out, house guest. You have no idea what you're in for.
Whose laugh is this?
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Man, it's like the sweetheart couple of Big Brother, Jeff and Jordan. I feel like I am in the company of Big Brother royalty. I can't stop smiling.
I mean, I was just shocked.
It's Kat from Red Dwarf.
Awesome. I'm starstruck. I love these guys.
What
but
is
now
it?
I got to play against them.
So we got Kat, we got Ogre,
we got
back.
Adam from the band.
The season. The fact that these people are going to get in my way of winning this season ticks me off. What time?
I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out big time. You have no idea what's happening. It's only day one, and I'm definitely thinking, what's next?
They play that stupid rock music.
Oh my God.
Holy shit!
Tina DeMato's walk through the door for me was definitely my biggest nightmare. Dick won season 8 by tormenting the house guest every day.
How are you? Nice outfit.
Thank you.
Almost as good as mine, but not quite.
There's no other reason for me to be here other than to win. I'm here to win the show twice.
Evil Dick's one of the main reasons I wanted to be on Big Brother. It was like Tori Spelling walked through the door. Wait, I gotta play against him?
Too many old couples coming back. My mind is like a Twizzler. But you know what? Bring it.
That ain't Danielle. She doesn't have blonde hair. I got a thing for blondes, but Danielle is hot. I'm thinking about kicking Portia to the curb.
I have no idea who this fool is. He's colored out and tatted like crazy, and he's rolling through like he's the man. And you see his little hoochie mama with like the half shirt and the tattoos on her stomach. And then comes the bomb that
Where's
is not
Ross
his girlfriend,
at?
It's
he
his
should
daughter.
Be his partner,
Are you guys all good now, Danielle, or no?
Oh, no, we haven't spoken in 3 years.
So you guys still haven't talked?
We ran into each other once at my mom's house.
It's got to come out sometime, right?
Well, it's out. Danielle and I haven't spoken in 3 years. I think out of the 6 people, even if we weren't coupled up, that we would have the biggest target on our back.
So you guys are not on good terms, is basically it.
But we love each other.
What? So I remember when they was first on the show, wasn't his whole thing to get back into her life?
Yeah.
So I guess they spent so much time together in the Big Brother house. That was enough.
Yeah, they needed to spend some time apart.
I wonder what kind of
she realized why her dad was an ass.
Does he? I get the sense he lives a party lifestyle, right? Do you think
he looks like he's been living pretty hard.
Yeah, he looks. I'm surprised that he's still
alive,
cancer free.
Yeah,
and we'll talk a little bit about Evil Dick after the HOH competition, Bill, because remember the season where they had to hang on to giant hot dogs and jump on those big wieners? Well, now, Bill, they have to jump on a giant phallic banana and hold
really?
On.
Really? Wow. I'm so shocked that that's what they came up with.
And even they keep shooting whipped cream at them in their
God.
Faces. Oh. So I'm wondering who's the guy who's like, I really
it's
like
so,
this phallic
it's so
stuff.
Juvenile.
It really is. But let's go ahead and check
they
this
do
out.
It mainly because the sound bites they get.
Yeah.
They can be, you know, the innuendos and it's just it's so ridiculous.
Oh!
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let's check this out. And you know what the guy actually his name is Adam, who's the heavy metal guy. But
yeah.
That's confusing because the guy his name is Dominic. Who sounds like Adam from the Bay Area. So just remember, Dominic is Adam's secret name when he's in Big Brother.
I see.
Okay, so let's check this out.
This competition is called Going Bananas, and the concept is simple.
How clever.
Each duo must hold onto their banana as long as possible. I'll give you now a moment to get situated on your bananas.
So after 3 years of not speaking to my daughter, we end up with her basically sitting on my head.
This is very awkward having my daughter's ass in my face, thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Are you comfy? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good job, Adam.
And Adam's down.
I fell, and I'm just looking up at Dominic, and I'm praying to the banana
gods. I guess he wasn't metal enough, man.
I drop, and right off the bat, I'm thinking, the new school is not looking strong here.
I'm the oldest by far. I'm way out of shape, and I'm riding that banana like a bucking bronco. Must be the competitive side of me.
So Kalia falls off, and then there's just one newbie left, Portia. And at this point, I feel confident that one of the veterans will win.
She's asleep. She looks like she sits on a banana a lot of time.
I spend most of my time on bananas.
There you go.
Hello.
And it's all well and good riding a big banana, and then you get shot with whipped cream in the face.
If the veterans win, they're going to start picking us off one by one like deer standing in a field. They're just going to be like, boom, boom, boom.
I think we should work a deal with Rachel.
Work a deal. Do it. You guys can fall. You guys are safe if you fall. And I'm like, okay, the deal is you guys fall off. I'm like, I'm not stupid.
We're cool?
Cool.
All right.
Rachel, you better keep your word.
And Danielle is down. Congratulations, Rachel. You are the first HOH of the summer.
Rachel winning head of household. I'm like, no!
No! That's not metal!
There is one lady who was talking there. She's like this old, like, outdoorsman type person.
Oh my! And she's I have a really tough time watching her on the feeds because she's got this very manly mannerisms. Like she like if she's sitting down, or you know, let's say she's sitting on the bed, so she kind of lays back and kind of rests on her arms, and her legs are spread eagle. Like she has no feminine quality about her. It's just like, oh, give me this beer. You know, it just seems very,
she's like
very,
she's
very
a female
manly.
Jodan Baker.
Yeah, it really does.
I'm surprised she doesn't like have chew or something. You know,
I bet you she does. I bet she's got this big old thing of skull.
When they do those,
she dips in her spare time.
You know, when the show first starts and they get their key, she was like bow hunting or something. Yeah.
What the hell is this camera doing here? I'm trying to kill a moose.
Yeah. Now, last night, you know, was the premiere, and then they had the live feeds, and I watched some of it on Showtime, and we were wondering, where the hell is Evil Dick at? Because you see everybody just playing around and stuff, but it's like, Evil Dick is nowhere to be found. And then we find out today that he's actually left the Big Brother house for some reason. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yeah, CBS released a thing saying that he had to leave for personal matters.
Right. So that's
we'll find out on Wednesday what it was.
But a lot of people online are speculating.
Yeah, of course.
And what are some of the rumors you've seen, Bill, that why Evil Dick has left that house?
I've seen he had a heart attack. Yeah. I've seen that he violated the contract by telling people he was going in the house.
Which I remember Boogie did that, the Big Brother All-Stars, so that's not it.
Yeah.
But
and it's Dick. Dick is probably one of the biggest gets for ratings for the show. So right. They wouldn't kick him off for something like that.
No, I have a feeling that whatever it is was important.
Yeah.
You know, really important. Maybe somebody, I mean, I think Dan,
like a family member died
or
something.
And some people said that, well, you know, he had to rush to his girlfriend to save his relationship. It's like, how do you know? Shut up.
If he's going into the Big Brother house, something tells me his girlfriend is the last thing on his mind.
The only thing I think is maybe his girlfriend was so pissed that he entered the Big Brother house, she attempted suicide. So she's in the hospital now. He rushes to her aid. He has to leave. Isn't that a good
story? That's a good
story?
One. You should get
that
online.
Really good, but I doubt CBS would tell him that.
Well, how do we put that out online, Bill? Let's throw that out there.
Joker's update.
Joker's update. Hey, guys, I got the inside scoop. PCZ Steven from No.
I work there.
I have a friend of a friend who works at a hospital, and he saw Dick's girlfriend.
Yeah, man. She took, like, a shitload of
pills. She was stuck on a banana. And a war horse with a sword was with her.
I was like, whoa.
His name Dr. Jones.
Hey, did I mention, guys, that I love metal?
That's so metal.
You know, that guy reminds me of our friend Walter that yes. we went to high school with. Metal! But he never talked like that. Nobody talks like that.
No one does, exactly.
That's hilarious.
And if you do, you're a joke.
And what's okay? Here's what's interesting. They have a bunch of new people, I guess, not that many, but then they have all the old people on there. So this is kind of like half Big Brother's All Stars.
It really is. Yeah.
Not to mention they came up with this other thing where, like, I'm sure they thought, well, if anyone gets in power, like the newbies as they're calling them, they'll just get away all the veterans, get them out of there. So Big Brother came,
so convoluted.
Right, so they came up with this other idea, which is you get a gold key. Well, okay, basically, if I put somebody up.
You have to put a duo up.
Right, one of the duo will gets kicked out. The other part of the duo that gets to stay gets a gold key, which means for 4 weeks, I think.
They get to be part of the final 10.
Right, they get to be part of the final 10, so they don't have to participate or get voted out or anything. So they're safe for a while. And I was like, what the hell kind of crap is that? It just seemed like they were like...
I don't know what to tell you, because it is really... It's just stupid.
That is, that's him, isn't it? He just shaved his head.
No!
Oh, okay. It's not him. Well, guys, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about Rocco's dinner party. What do you say?
Oh, Rocco.
And, of course, Master Chef. All right, guys, we'll be right
back. Get situated on your bananas.
The real Ghostbusters will return after these messages.
Just one Cocoa Krispies taste sends you to this chocolatey place. A jungle team in the chocolate that goes snap, crackle, popola. Cocoa Krispies taste so fine, it's like swinging from a cocoa vine. Splashing in a chocolate waterfall, here a Cocoa Tropical.
Kellogg's Cocoa Krispies, part of this complete breakfast.
Get that Cocoa Krispies taste, leave a chocolatey smile on your face. Snap, crackle, pop.
Last time we left Sunny lost in Cuckoo Town.
I've just gotta get home. Even in Cuckoo Town, I can't resist the delicious taste of Cocoa Puffs, the chocolatey part of this complete breakfast. Uh-oh, now it's raining Cocoa Puffs. I'll be swamped in munchy, crunchy, chocolatey Cocoa Puffs. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Hey, I'm back home.
Oh, Sunny.
Oh, no, here we go again.
New Transformers are here. Now, from the bottom of the sea come the monsters of the deep, the Target Master Seacon.
Target Master Transformers, they've got the power to surprise.
And when they join with their leader to form Piranacon, anyone can become the gun.
Target Master Transformers.
And here come the Sparkabots.
And when they're fighting, man, you see sparks falls by. As the fire comes, battle the Sparkabots.
Each sold separately.
Transformers, they've got the power to surprise.
Honeycomb hideout.
It's Big Bad Mo, the motorcycle maniac.
Yeah, I want a big cereal with a big taste.
Big taste, honeycomb, big taste.
Honeycomb's big, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not small.
No, no, no. Honeycomb's all a big, big taste. Big, big crunch, a big, big bite.
Honeycomb cereal, part of this big, complete breakfast.
Honeycomb's a big, big bite.
I am He-Man. Call She-Ra and me at 1-900-909-2233.
We'll journey to distant worlds, explore the universe,
and probably battle Skeletor along the way, huh?
Probably, Orko. There's a new adventure every day. We'll also tell you how to get an action figure or this colorful poster.
Part of your $2.35 two-minute call will go to local science museums.
Get your parents' permission and call 1-900-909-2233.
I have the power!
George Jetson is back.
Jetson!
A brand new season with America's first family of outer space. New characters.
I don't believe we've met.
And familiar faces.
Sorry, George.
This is really happening.
The new season of The Jetsons.
I didn't think it was humanly possible.
The Jetsons, weekday mornings at 7:30 on TV44.
You can win $1,000 in toys from Toys R Us.
Right.
Computers, video games,
dolls,
and scooters.
It's the great toy giveaway, and you could win. Because in every box of my Cap'n Crunch cereal, there's a secret decoder. And if yours says you win...
I won!
Instantly!
Yo-yo.
To enter free, write Great Toy Giveaway, Box 4735, Young America, Minnesota, 55399. Thousands a letter, 100 a win. It's the great toy giveaway.
In days of old, mighty tales were told of the sailing ships and the sailors bold. Call 976-6000 for an exciting tale of a brand new hero. Call 976-6000, that's all. Get your parents' permission before you call.
$2 per call plus possible toll. Children, ask your parents' permission before calling.
Hey, what you gonna do today, Marty?
I'm gonna call 976-7777. They're gonna tell me a great story every day.
I'm gonna ask my parents if it's okay if I call 976-7777.
No, me first.
Me first.
$2 per call plus possible toll. Ask your parents' permission before calling.
Fruity marshmallow crispies. Lots of fruity marshmallow shapes. Did you snap, crackle, pop in over lots of fruit taste?
Wow.
Fruity marshmallow crispies. Orange, lemon, raspberry, grape. It's snap, crackle, and pop in with lots of fruit taste.
Kellogg's Fruity Marshmallow Crispies. Part of this complete breakfast.
How fruity.
Fruity marshmallow crispies, you'll be snap, crackle, popping over lots of fruit taste.
I feel like I wanna be feeling. Look at the smile on my lips. I've got that M&M's feeling right at my fingertips. So carefree, they fit any plan. Milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. You wanna grab on to that M&M's feeling.
Hey, kid, hold everything.
Not now. I'm doing my castle.
I'm gonna tempt your tummy with the taste of nuts and honey. Whoops.
Oh, no.
But Honey Nut Cheerios tempt your tummy with the taste of golden honey and crunchy nuts.
Did you say honey and nuts?
Sure. Ooh, it's a tempting part of this complete breakfast.
Hey, you're not kidding.
What did I tell you?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
It's not easy when you're new in town. Except when you have something that makes huge bubbles. Amazing bubbles. Bubble Thing makes people curious. Can anything make bubbles as big, as giant, as monstrous as Bubble Thing makes them? Nobody seems to be able to resist the kind of bubbles Bubble Thing makes. Can you? Bubble Thing makes colossal bubbles, and it's new from Whammo.
Kid, we've never gone this way before.
How do you know, Sue?
Because I remember that face anywhere.
Yikes! We better power up with the Cheerios breakfast.
A balanced breakfast like this one.
You got go big Cheerios, the go go powder powers. You got the go and it really shows. The go go power of Cheerios. You feel your Cheerios.
Cheerios!
Chewy delicious. Bigger than your figure, can delicious get you biting on more than you can chew. Fruity delicious, bigger than your figure, can delicious get you biting more than you can chew. So damn delicious, chewy can delicious get you biting on more than you can chew.
Can delicious, bigger than your figure,
in fruit and tropical.
Imagine me and you, and you and me, together eating golden grams so happily. That crispy graham and honey taste was meant to be, so happy together. Love that golden honey and graham cracker taste of golden grams. It's a part of your complete breakfast, those golden grams.
I am the greatest swordsman that ever lived.
them completely.
The next great hero.
After them!
The next great adventure. From George Lucas and Ron Howard, Willow.
It'd be fun.
Rated PG.
Starts Friday at a theater or drive-in near you. Check newspaper for listings.
We now return to the real Ghostbusters.
We'll be back.
I'm back, bitches.
No.
You know, I just realized we have a replacement to the Wilhelm scream, don't we?
Oh!
That could easily.
It's a little too undramatic.
A little too femme.
Yeah.
Oh! Who's that woman? That's no woman. It's
I love
dude.
The echo.
Yes. All right, guys, let's talk about Rocco's dinner party. Bill, you caught up on it right before the show. Am I right?
Yes, I did.
And what's more to say than let's play this clip as there's two dudes and a chick who are making their signature dish for Rocco. And do you notice, like, when they're preparing it, he likes to go around and bother them as they're trying to do it? Like, so what are you doing there? I hope this isn't as salty when you serve it to me.
I don't know if I'd do that.
So let's go ahead and pay attention to when he tastes
if
their
did,
food.
You still have a restaurant, jackass. Oh.
Oh, Steven, that's a strong opinion you got there, buddy. Let's check this out.
There was sauce everywhere. I spilled the wine. My towel went on fire.
Oh my
God. Kitchen corner was a complete disaster. I cook with soul. I cook with emotion. And sometimes emotions are messy.
Jen is all over the place.
It might be messy, but it's going to be really good.
I look over
at
Jen.
All matters, right?
I don't really know if there's any way she can finish.
What do you think? What would you do differently?
I'd work a little cleaner, a little neater. I'd get my pans hot before I started sauteing mushrooms. I would not have picked such a complicated dish.
I'm going to tell Ryan to go F himself.
You have 1 minute left.
Ooh.
This is something to watch. You really need to get this dish plated. Otherwise, you're out by default.
Did I mention this
Bring your
is
plates
my house.
To the tasting table.
My dish was not as beautiful as the other two guys'
well,
dishes, but it was done.
Thank you so much for preparing these for me. I think of your signature dishes as your culinary calling card, sort of your resume on a plate.
If Rocco sends me home, I'd be pretty upset. I know it's good, and I know I'm a talented chef.
So, Fabio, what do you call this dish?
It's a miso marinated Chilean sea bass with lemongrass shiitake broth, vermicelli noodles, and choy sum.
Chilean sea bass. Sounds like a lot of typical thinking.
I know this says to you, hotel chef,
pretentious
but
as all
I have a lot of things on my sleeve. I'm very creative.
It's a beautiful piece of fish, properly cooked, nicely seasoned.
Thank you.
The broth, did you taste it?
Yeah, it's a little spicy.
I wish it was a little spicy. Your broth has no flavor whatsoever.
Oh.
You cook the rice vermicelli in a pot of water or in the broth?
I blanched in the water and then I...
And then when you pulled it over, you diluted the broth that you made.
I mean, you're right. It wasn't as strong, as pungent as it was before.
All right. Ryan, what do you call this dish?
This is fish tacos. It's a crudo of hamachi, the mango papaya salsa,
I like to get slapped
and a tortilla infusion.
Put
it all together, it's going to taste like a fish taco.
What do you think this says about you as a chef?
It says I like to have fun. I don't take myself too seriously.
Deconstructing a fish taco means you don't take yourself too seriously? In the kitchen, I tasted the corn nut foam. I think it's really salty. You don't think it is. You think it's going to balance out?
Corn
we'll
nut
see.
Foam.
What do you think, Ryan?
Yum.
A little salty.
Shouldn't have nutted in that foam.
Here. What do you think, Jen?
I'm a little tired of going out to dinner and, you know, having food that is pretentious.
Jen, what's the name of your dish?
I like to call it the chicken amore. I have a tomato and basil cream sauce with angel hair pasta and medallions of chicken topped with a Parmigiano Reggiano.
You had a lot going on over here.
I had a lot going on.
You were completely frazzled. You were a total mess. That's what happened.
I would agree with you. I hope you enjoy.
So do I. I'm surprised.
Are you?
I'm surprised by how good this tastes.
Oh, my God.
I watched Jen as she worked, how she pulled off that dish. I just don't understand.
But in my kitchen, it's a total disaster.
he's got a stone cold look to him that you can't get a read off the guy.
Chefs, I have made my choice.
He's such an asshole.
I was just thinking the same thing.
And then did he, this episode was to plug his new book also. Did anyone else watch this besides me? Bill, you did, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like how he was like, now with my new cookbook? Because the whole thing was they had to do his dinner party, but they had to make every meal 350 below 350 calories with less than 10 grams of fat. And he goes, yes, it is possible because I've done it with my new cookbook.
Now eat this.
And then he's like, you're allowed to look through this. And they're like, oh, okay. So the whole thing is they
you're
have
allowed to,
look
through this.
They have to prepare these.
But don't steal my recipes.
Low calorie. And he goes, you know, this, I'll just play the clip because, you know, it can still taste good even though there's, it's low calorie and not a lot of fat. And then Jeff Ross shows up straight from the set of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, where he's on a couple of episodes ago.
The Roastmaster General.
And he's at Rocco's dinner party. He's like, I don't want to eat any of this health food. So let's see what happens. Gold, Jerry.
I know this challenge is achievable because I did it myself. This book is full of recipes that contain fewer than 350 calories that don't sacrifice taste. So take these and follow me.
350 calorie part is not as difficult as the 10 grams of fat. 10 grams of fat is one tablespoon of butter.
Welcome to the world where healthy and delicious are not mutually exclusive.
That's all I need, right?
In these books, I cut fat and calories by 50, 70, sometimes 80%. And the way I did it is simple. I took out the bad stuff and replaced it with good stuff. If you're thinking about potatoes, cauliflower are a great replacement. Aromatics like lemongrass, scallions, garlic, onions, fresh herbs, citrus make food taste good without adding any calories or any fat.
Yes,
you're looking
so
to replace cream or butter in a dish? Try the Greek yogurt. These are just some ideas to get you started on your healthy menus.
Greek
You'll
yogurt.
Find a lot of helpful caloric information in the book as well. Do you guys understand the challenge?
Well, thanks for that little ADR moment.
What's up, Jeff?
How many stairs do I have to walk up to get up here? What's happening, you guys?
You need a drink. I can
thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
L'chaim.
So let me tell you a little bit about our evening. We've got two chefs in the kitchen. They've been cooking all day. I've asked them to throw two consecutive competing dinner parties, celebrating the perfect summer party. Each of them have an hour to serve. The winner, the person who throws the best dinner party, will win $20,000.
Wow.
We've added an additional twist. We've asked them to create a menu where each course is under 350 calories and 10 grams of fat.
I don't eat that kind of food.
I know you don't like what's good for you, but every once in a while.
Steps, so I'm going to eat healthy food?
So you want to eat something else? You're a guest in my house.
Really?
Yeah, let me just take you to meet the chefs and we'll tell them.
Really?
You tell them. I'm not going to
Can I have cheesecake?
Them. I'm going to walk in behind you.
All right.
Cheesecake? Oh, my God.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Huge fan of Jeffrey Ross. Huge.
Apparently, Jeff has some special requests.
Listen, can I just show you something? You
Join
heard of washboard
club,
abs? I have smorgasbord abs. I'm ready to eat you guys.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Chicken salad?
Chicken salad's easy. What else do you like?
Pot roast? You look scared. Matzo brie goes right back to my roots. Chop salami and onions into it, a little bit of garlic. If you can pull that off, I'd be really impressed.
Jeff Ross wants to eat pot roast and some matzo thing I've never even heard of. I'm thinking,
can I order dessert? Cheesecake would
be outrageous.
It would be outrageous. You're absolutely right.
It doesn't have to be 350 calories, right?
The same rules apply. 350 calories, under 10 grams of fat, a course. Oh, and you can't both make the same dishes.
Jeff Ross is definitely a troublemaker.
What is matzo brie?
I don't even know what the matzo brie is.
Yeah, I think it's like scrambled eggs or something. I got chicken salad.
I'm going to go check on our first course. Anybody hungry?
Yeah.
Jen, where's the first course?
They're taking it out now.
All right, we really need it.
I want it up this way.
We've been sitting there for almost 15 minutes.
Okay. Coming out now. I'm a chef. They think I'm a magician.
All right, let's go, guys. Come on. Come on. Get your next course served a lot faster, okay, Jen?
Okay. You got it.
Whoa, watch out.
Do you remember, Bill, when people first showed up? Someone was asking him, do you run? Are you a runner? And he goes, actually, I'm a triathlete or something like that.
I try to be an athlete.
Triathlete. Good one, Steven. So, you know, the one aspect of the show, it's neat watching him cook, but I could watch that in any show, right?
I think you can watch it better on any other show.
Yeah. And the girl, even though the girl was like really like disorganized, she won the $20,000.
I was shocked at that. I didn't think she had a chance.
You know what? I'm going to try one of his recipes. I've been cooking a lot more, Bill. You think I'm ready to try a Rocco Despirito recipe?
I think maybe you could try Mozzabrai.
The Mozzabrai? Was that like eggs or something? It's like, no, I don't think it is. But I'm gonna.
I have no idea what it is.
Instead of butter, I'm gonna put Greek yogurt and everything.
Like I'm gonna Greek put yogurt. Greek yogurt on my bagel.
Where do you buy Greek yogurt?
It's
at?
In grocery stores now. Next
sure,
to the yogurt.
Sure, yeah, I love
yogurt.
Greek yogurt.
So the regular. Yogurt.
What is it? It's like contain no fat or something.
You can get the
no,
non-fat.
It's just a thicker.
It tastes like sour cream, actually.
Yeah, it's thicker. It's tangier. I've actually used it in place of sour cream.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, like when I get like a Greek gyro or whatever, they have the. Is that the same thing?
The
yogurt.
Yeah, they make tzatziki out of, that's like the cucumber sauce. It's made with Greek yogurt.
Oh, okay, so you have to add cucumber sauce to it?
Yeah, it's plain.
No,
they
you just add cucumbers
kinds.
To it, really. Yeah. Cucumbers, dill, and lemon.
Oh, okay. Because I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's good. It's good.
Looks good. So if I ate the Rocco diet, I'd be...
You could look like Rocco.
I would be... It's like, wow, you seem really douchey, Jason.
Why, thank you.
You could be a triathlete.
I've been, why are you having a dinner party all of a sudden? Why wouldn't not? I? What did you do to your bedroom?
Why do you have three dining rooms?
Why do you have three dining rooms? I've converted all the bedrooms in the house to dining rooms. Where do you sleep? I don't sleep. anyway, leave my house immediately. You're not invited.
This dinner party is over for you.
Yeah, it's over.
It's not a sleepover. It's a dinner
give
party.
Jeff Ross a ride home. All right.
L'chaim.
Let's talk about Master Chef. And, you know, Gordon has it mastered when he messes with people. You know, you see that Rocco tries to do it. It's not the same. But the best part is when they're doing the mystery box, he's like, watch out when you open the box. Just stand back, watch your fingers or whatever. Like, oh, shit, it man. Bites. There's like a friggin' swordfish in here or something.
Swordfish.
There's a live
there's lobster
and crab
or
whatever.
Without the rubber bands on his pinchers.
And I love the guy, who, I forget where he's from, but he lives near the ocean and he's really into seafood and stuff. He's got the beard, Bill. He basically, they have to make a veggie meal, right? All vegetables.
Yeah.
And he gets really offended when they say how crappy his looks. Let's go and check this out.
It's the mystery box challenge. You'll each have to prepare, cook, and present one magnificent dish using only the items under those boxes.
On the count of three, carefully lift those boxes. And I mean carefully, because they do bite. One. Careful. Okay? Keep your hands out of the way.
What is in here? Like, that can't be moving. Am I going to have to kill an animal?
Two.
Oh, my God. There's a badger in there.
No badger.
I'm looking around for a meat or a protein, and it's not to be found. It's all vegetables. I'm like...
Today's challenge is to create a vegetarian dish. Not side dishes... Not salad, well-conceived dishes that could stand up in any restaurant to any vegetarian throughout this country.
You have the most amazing selection. Purple fingerling potatoes, green tomato, candied striped beets, Japanese eggplant, smoked paprika, Moroccan spice, and the most amazing, fragrant curry powder.
Curry, hello. It's just dangling the baits. Cut me open. You've got curry powder coming up.
There was one individual who got tripped up. The lack of protein, no meat, no fish, put that person into obscurity. And that dish belongs to Christian. It wasn't cohesive. It wasn't properly thought through. And the whole sort of style of the dish was strange.
We didn't expect it from you. It was really something subpar. We were very disappointed.
I think you're wrong. I don't think my dish is the worst dish here.
Esther's dish looked pretty
Think what you want.
Well, you have the right to disagree, but we're telling you the way we see it, and we thought the dish sucked.
Christian is acting like a little punk right now. His arrogance, it's stinking up this kitchen.
He has no filter.
He's
rather smelly. You don't argue with Gordon Ramsay.
I don't agree with
it. Pungent.
We're trying to give you constructive criticism. If you were a man, you'd take it on the chin. Unfortunately, your talent's not matching your arrogance. The dish was a letdown. End of story. Moving on.
I thought it was funny how upset the guy got. But hey, how cool was this episode? Whitney was back. The first Master Chef, huh?
She looked kind of like a deer in the headlights.
Yes, she did.
Just, I don't think she's expecting everybody to care that she was there. And they're like, woo! Even I was. I was like, woo! She's got that great new cookbook she's there plugging. It's so great. The show did her well. And Rocco bursts on. He goes, wait, is hers under 350 calories per meal and less than 10 grams of fat? Of course not.
You should read my book. Now eat this.
Now eat this or else by Rocco. So what's great about this is last week, Joe Bastianich got a little pissed off. You know, if you service this, you poison us. You know, he's throwing dishes and shit around. Well, on this, they have to, everyone has to remake exactly Whitney's meal. It was this catfish meal.
Make it look
identical. It's really delicious. And what was that sweet potato fries? Do you guys like those? Have you ever had them?
Oh, I love them.
No. They're not bad.
They don't replace French fries, though.
No, they don't.
I don't like French fries.
What the hell?
I know.
Okay. That's
you know
okay.
What I really like?
What?
Veggie sausage. Yeah.
So everyone makes their meal. The best part was, I forget her name, but she's like Indian or something. She's like, there's something with the little bite in the tartar sauce. No one says tartar sauce on the show. It's tartar sauce.
Tartar.
Did we just say it wrong? Tartar sauce?
No, it's tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce. Everyone says tartar.
You say it like it's the raw meat, tartar.
Yeah, it's not steak tartar. It's tartar sauce.
It's T-A-R-T-E-R. Tartar.
But everyone, even Joe says tartar. The tartar.
It's because Joe's an asshole.
So she's like, what is some bite? I don't know. So let's pay attention to what she adds to it. And also, when a guy goes, everyone plates their meal just like Whitney's to show it. But this guy, he fancies it up. He doesn't make it look like hers at all. Pisses Joe off a little. Let's check it out.
We have a very, very special guest. Please welcome America's first ever Master Chef, Whitney Miller.
You sound like Oprah's audience.
Absolutely amazing. We presented Jennifer with three stunning dishes from Whitney's cookbook.
Stunning!
The dish that Jennifer picked, crispy catfish.
I don't cook or eat or ever want catfish.
I was born and raised in L.A. I'm Asian. Like, why would I eat Southern food?
You all have 60 minutes
you want to recreate your palate?
Whitney's dish, down to the last grain of salt without a recipe. Come up and taste, please.
The contestants must attempt to identify all 29 ingredients of Whitney's crispy catfish dish by looking and tasting alone.
Look at every element on that plate and memorize it.
I eat with my eyes and I eat with my nose as well as my mouth.
Sounds
messy. As I was tasting, I had every layer pegged.
In the tartar sauce,
just
I feel
cram it in your face.
Bitey flavor and I can't put my finger on it.
Alejandra, let's go, please.
Of the 29 ingredients in Whitney's dish, Alejandra missed just five, but added some of her own.
Okay, describe the dish, please.
For the catfish, I bread it first in the flour, then egg, then the breadcrumbs. For the tartare, I actually use very, very finely minced garlic.
So, raw garlic in a dill tartare. Did you taste raw garlic?
Tartare.
In Whitney's?
I tasted a flavor that I could not identify.
It definitely wasn't garlic.
Damn, dreadful.
Since you had something to drink, man.
That was a very big technical error, raw garlic. You realize that? You totally missed the topping. So high to so low in one day.
I'm just, like, crushed.
You sound like Christopher Walken whenever he talks.
My plating is
so high.
I'm supposed to plate it the way Whitney
so
plates it. There's nothing I can do. I'm just going to have to take it.
What happened?
I was so caught up in making sure that it tasted right.
So obviously another contestant who refuses to follow direction. I don't really understand. This doesn't taste great. You didn't do a lot of things. I think we were very clear. It's a contest, high stakes, big prize. I just don't understand how these things can go so wrong. Let me win this contest for you. Right? So you take this, you put it here, like it was on Whitney's dish.
I think I was looking down during this. I was embarrassed.
Take the tartar sauce, you put it in the front.
It's like humiliating.
Put some fries on the side, right?
He just does it all in his bare hands, just throws it on the plate.
Is that so freaking difficult to understand that concept?
I love when the guy goes back, he just kind of looks down the whole time. The way he
says, I'm just going to yell at him.
Hurt my feelings. All right, I did it wrong.
Mom.
It was pretty dumb that he didn't do it right. I don't understand what that was about.
Well, he wanted to show that he was an individual.
But it gives Joe a great moment to do that, where he can redecorate his plate, huh? And usually there would have been a second episode this
plate
week.
Games.
Because of 4th of July, they didn't have a second episode. So there was no,
Monday episode.
Big team task that they usually do. Awesome.
Bikers. More bikers.
Yes. Always bikers on the side of the road.
Engine handle.
And next, I'm sure they'll do a wedding or something. But I enjoy MasterChef. It's a lot of fun.
I dig the hell out of it.
Did Bill, did you get to see Falling Skies this week?
I did.
Steven, did you get to catch it?
Yes, sir.
Laura, I want to ask you, have you been watching it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, let me set it up with the very beginning. They're transporting the alien into his cage, and he sounds a lot like a velociraptor, didn't he? Did you guys notice that? And I was like, Steven Spielberg production. Oh, okay. But then they send Noah Wiley's character off to get some motorcycles with Pope. Let's check that out.
Well, we know he could be cussing us out right now.
I can almost guarantee it.
Get that damn thing in a cage. All right, get that thing in a cage. Get him. Get in there. Get in there. Shoot her.
I remember you too.
This bike shop, right? Anyway, she calls me up. And's like, hey, Johnny, you want a new ride? I'm like,
I like Captain. How Pope is in a different
Pope tells
show.
Me there's a motorcycle shop
near Somerville. It's well off the main highway, so it's a chance it's not picked clean. I want you to take a team. Check it out.
Wait, you're sending me after bikes? No. My team's ready to get Ben. Or to give us permission.
He gave you permission to rescue one kid. That kid turned out to be Rick.
Doesn't change what I need to do.
I understand that. I also understand that Mike's son is a work in progress and Harris is going through the last of our heavy drugs on the detox.
So we'll get more?
Yes, we will. And it'll be a hell of a lot easier when we have more bikes. One objective leads to the next. First the bikes,
like the fancy motorcycle.
Then the drugs, then your son.
All right.
So when do we leave?
You don't.
It's turned into Sons of Anarchy all of a sudden.
Pope knows where it is.
He can draw me a map. If I'm doing this, I'm doing it with people I trust.
It's your call, but I scored my last ride from this place. I know the layout. I know the streets. And I can't draw for crap. We're down one rider since we lost Karen.
I talk, you listen, and no weapon. You go unarmed.
Unarmed? What am I, Canadian? Good luck.
Thank you.
Bill, you know that part where they're going under the underpass and the skitters are sleeping upside down?
Yeah, there's
down
like
there?
Four of them hanging.
That reminded me of like something right out of like Half-Life or something. Do you remember those things
yeah.
that hang under and they, like if you walk into it, it pulls you up into their mouth or whatever?
Yep.
But that's kind of made me think of that.
Hated those things.
Oh, God, they suck. Now, in this episode, you know, they went to go get the motorcycles or whatever. And I was just waiting for Pope to escape at some time. Weren't you guys?
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to stick around. But the whole thing was them dealing with the alien, the skitter that they have. And the black father guy was driving me nuts.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to take a pipe wrench to his head.
What the hell is wrong with this guy? I mean, I know he's stressed out or whatever, but about his son, but he basically killed his son, didn't he?
Yeah, he killed him.
Because the the skitter is can control the kid still, I guess, and he puts the thing back on his back. Well, the dad rips it off of him, and that, like, kills him instantly. I was like, what the hell's wrong with this? But the scene also where he's, like, first the chick is questioning the alien, like, trying to communicate, like, do you know what this is, you know, Earth or whatever? And the guy's like, what the hell are you doing, you know, Steven Weber? And they also show that whenever the creature's agitated, it has, like, radio waves or something.
Yeah. Low-frequency radio waves.
I wonder if, like, they're setting up, like, if they come up with some kind of, I don't know if they can, but electromagnetic pulse would scramble their brains or something. I don't know.
But that's entirely possible because there's something going on. They must communicate through radio waves.
Right, because I was thinking about
sounds like Independence Day where they scrambled all the satellites.
No, but remember when at the very beginning episode they established that when the aliens got here they set off an electromagnetic pulse around Earth where nothing works anymore. Because I was even thinking, why don't they have walkie-talkies or something? But then, like, it gets fried. But I always thought this. I don't know anything about electromagnetic pulses, but if you have something turned off in an electromagnetic pulse, it wouldn't affect it, right?
Yeah, because
I would have to assume so.
Because it would be the same thing for the bikes have electronics on them. The bikes would.
But I'm also thinking this. Like, maybe the alien pulse or whatever. It's a different kind of electromagnetic pulse. I don't know. But obviously some things work, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's starting to get the wind-up radio to work. So some things do. I don't know. It's just I was thinking about stuff like that. But that black dude was driving me crazy. First of all, you know, he cluster-effed everything in the previous episode where he was like, my son! And then the blonde girl gets taken or whatever.
My chips!
Yeah, my son, chips! And now this week, you know, he's like trying to interrogate. I did think it was funny when he shoved the gun in the alien's mouth and he's just like, like fell over. Like, what'd you do to him?
I thought he like drove it up into its brain or something.
Yeah. That was crazy. But I was trying to think what more developed. You know, Pope escaped. And also they showed that the skitters were controlling the kids with guns. And I like that bit where the kid... Or the Asian guy, he shot that one point blank with a shotgun as they're driving away. But I guess not a lot.
But when he shot and killed them, they stopped moving.
Yeah, when you shoot him in the head, you pretty much take him out.
I think the biggest development was it's obvious that even though you can remove the harness, the person that's been harnessed is still controllable by the skitters.
It's not looking hopeful at all for his son.
No.
I'm thinking.
Because anytime the skitter would have anything emotional happen to it, the kid would react.
Right.
So there's something going on there. I have a feeling that they're not going to save Ben.
Well, and another thing is when the kid did wake up for a second, he was like, who are you? And he's like, I'm your dad. He like his brain had been wiped. And also they established that he was completely healthy. Like, what did he have? Something wrong with his lungs or something?
Yeah. But fibromyalgia, I believe, or
but
something.
But he's, like, completely healthy now. So that's interesting. So basically they can create... We know they can create drones to do whatever they want.
But they got to have healthy drones, so whatever the harness does, it fixes them.
Fixes them. It's not looking good for humans right now.
It's become the show that I look forward to each week. During the summer.
And I was happy to see that they picked it up for season 2.
Yes, they did. I just saw that on Twitter.
It's doing well in the ratings. I can't wait, because I know it's going to happen where they do an attack. They do something to take out the giant base over the city. Right now, they don't seem very strong at all. But eventually,
they're scattered.
Yeah, eventually, you know, they're going to build up the strength to attack them, and that's going to be awesome. I think it's funny that Pope, you know, when they saw the skitters hanging upside down sleeping, he's like, let's kill them. And he's like, no, we're not here for that. There's mechs around. Let's go ahead and get the motorcycles. So when he escapes, he goes back to kill them.
Yeah. It just made me think, like, what a waste of gas.
He's got gasoline and grenades, and he throws them up at them. He just couldn't go without throwing the thing up there. So that was cool. I mean, I like Falling Skies. Can't wait to see more. You know, they give us a little bit at a time. You know, it's kind of when they showed that premiere episode, it's 2 hours long, and it's like, I want 2 hours every week. You know what I mean?
It is kind of, it does kind of spoil you.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that Graham Yost was such a big part of the show. He's the guy that also does Justified, right?
I believe so, yeah. And I think one of the Band of Brothers guys created the show, if I'm right.
I think that's also Graham Yost.
Oh, okay. Awesome. It's a good show. Uh-huh. And we pretty much covered True Blood last week, you know, because they had the two episodes. I don't know, did you get to catch up on True Blood? But... Treme, I watched the finale of that, and I loved it. It's good stuff. I can't wait till, Bill, if you ever watch it, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I got the first season, so I'm going to give that a watch, and then I'll check out the second season.
I was genuinely moved by the finale of season two. And
Well, everything I've read about Treme is it's very similar in its style of following different groups as The Wire was. So
the show makes me laugh so much, and also, you know, it's really dramatic shit that happens where sometimes you're like, oh crap, but there's stuff on there that just happens that it's so funny, and it's just like normal stuff, people interacting, that I love.
Sweet.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and do some news. You ready, Bill?
Let's do some news.
Let's do the news. All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this week?
All right, Longmont, Colorado. A mother got more than she bargained for when a Chili's in Longmont served her three children fruit smoothies with alcohol in them.
Oh, shit.
The mother, Pam Bruning, was out with her three kids on Independence Day, all eight or younger, when the children got thirsty. They're walking to the fireworks, set up their chairs and blankets, and decided they were going to go to Chili's to cool off, get an appetizer, and maybe a couple things to eat.
And
they ordered three smoothies. After drinking them for a bit, her eight-year-old daughter started complaining of dizziness and stomach pains. Bruning said her daughter told her, "Mom, this doesn't taste really good." So I leaned over and took a drink, Bruning said. And knew something was wrong because it was just loaded with tequila.
Oh, my God.
You could tell right away. I mean, it didn't take much. Bruning said the amount was significant. If I would have had one of them, I know I would have. It would have been strong for me, and I can't imagine how strong that was for them.
That was
crap.
A very big technical error.
Bruning complained to the Chili's management, who called the fire department and EMTs. Holy shit, how about some overreaction?
Wow.
The officials could not get a good breathalyzer reading on the kids. They're making them take breathalyzers?
Yeah, come on. Why?
The children were not hospitalized.
In case you kids
want to
drive home.
Yeah. They were okay enough to attend the fireworks show later.
Dreadful.
However, the eight-year-old passed out at the park during the fireworks.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
That's why I make sure they didn't have alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
That's why they did the breathalyzer.
Because they have low body weight, so it wouldn't take very much.
And the six-year-old son was very wild.
Oh. That's
hilarious.
Yeah, so he's going to be the crazy one drinking in college.
Yeah. He was all over the place, which he usually is. He was just extra wild, throwing stuff all around, acting real crazy. The one-year-old did not seem to be greatly affected.
Wow.
I can't stop smiling!
I was just really scared because I've never been in a situation like that. I had no idea what to expect of how dangerous it was or wasn't for them or how much they had.
I'd be pretty pissed off just, you know, for getting my kid drunk.
Yeah, I would have to be too.
It's like, how you know, do you make that
she
mistake?
Said they could have hurt my kids and one of my kids.
Who were expecting, you know, those daiquiris, you know. Man, these are the weakest daiquiris ever.
Yeah, how did they screw that up?
Yeah, maybe she accidentally ordered, like, from the adult menu.
No, really no, I'm just saying, what if somebody else ordered daiquiris, you know, and...
Yeah, and they think she was ordering three smoothies for herself? Yeah. And normally you would have to check an ID and...
Hello!
I didn't think they had smoothies that didn't have alcohol in them.
Yeah.
The Chili's?
Mm-hmm.
You can request it without.
Virgin smoothies.
I didn't know
virgin
the smoothies had alcohol in them.
They don't. Why would usually?
Yeah, they're not called,
it's called
smoothies.
Just a daiquiri or,
or a margarita.
Or margarita or...
Yeah, I mean, I thought a
it
smoothie
like
was like, you know,
whoever's working
yogurt
at,
fruit.
Whoever's working at that Chili's is a moron. That's the only thing I can think of.
You know what this smoothie needs? Tequila.
Yeah, it's like,
he's
hey, I'll fix this up for you. Make it a little bit better.
They had this little retarded boy working the cash register.
I'm gonna make this better stuff. I'll put this drink in it. Sorry.
It's only like four.
All right, Durango, Colorado. Colorado teen is recovering from serious burns he suffered when the fireworks he was attempting to mix in a coffee grinder exploded.
What?
This boy is a damn genius.
A coffee grinder?
Police say the incident happened in... Police say the incident happened Monday when 19-year-old Sean Michael Ogden of Durango was trying to break down fireworks he'd purchased so he could turn them into larger fireworks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Why would you... use a coffee grinder. I need to get this black powder to a finer mix.
B-52.
The blast shook the house of a fire inspector who lives about a quarter mile away.
Great.
Tom Kaufman told the Durango Herald that the friction from the electric grinder could have ignited the mixture. He says the teen had read online how larger fireworks could be made from smaller ones.
Wow.
You look scared.
Yeah, his face is permanently burnt into that look now.
You're an idiot. You're thinking with the wrong head.
All right, South Windsor somewhere... A local man with a violent criminal history was arrested Wednesday after he let himself into a woman's home early in the morning, woke her up, and told her that he needed to use the bathroom.
I have no idea who this fool is.
Pamela Bowen said in an interview that the man, Heath Elliott Kane, 36, stayed for about 15 to 20 minutes but did not harm her. Police said that she prayed throughout the ordeal that she would be okay.
I'm freaking out big time. You have no idea what's happening.
Okay, Adam.
Bowen said Wednesday afternoon that Kane did not seem to be drunk or under the influence. Some of the things he said were incoherent, and other times he seemed lucid. He said to me, "I'm not going to hurt you, lady. I just want to use your bathroom." After waking her up, he told her at various times that he wanted to purchase the home. That he used to live there with another family, and that someone had dropped him off and he was looking for his car.
This guy's got a lot of different stories, doesn't he?
Yeah. She said she repeatedly asked Kane to leave and followed him downstairs to her kitchen, where he looked at photos on the refrigerator. Then open the refrigerator for a drink.
You're not taking over my house!
At one point, Kane went into the bathroom, then came out with a towel.
What?
That's when I really got scared. She said, "What are you doing with that towel?"
Kane
starts rolling up.
And he had to wipe down the doorknobs because he touched them and left his DNA on them.
Okay. He is whack.
He tried to put the towel in the washing machine to get rid of his DNA, but Bowen said she told Kane she wasn't turning on the machines.
I have no idea who this fool is.
He eventually left through a garage door. Before he walked into Bowen's home, police said Kane defecated on the walkway leading up to it.
What?
They also found underwear on the wall.
That's crazy.
And then you get shot with whipped cream in the face.
I'd say, what? Missed that part of the story.
I wonder how crazy people choose these houses. Like, if it's just like winning the lottery. I'm going to choose this house today. The woman said that Kane later told police that he got into the house through the unlocked front door. I don't think she's going to be leaving that door unlocked ever again.
Always lock your door, lady.
My top priority is the you up.
Watch out for shit on your sidewalk. All right, I know you'll love this story, Jason, out of Brookline, Pennsylvania. The chief of the Baldwin police said he recently became a crime victim after a copper thief broke into his home.
Oh, no.
Michael Scott said he's trying to sell the home, and around 2:30 a.m. Thursday, a neighbor called 911 after he heard power tools running in the empty house.
You're not when taking over my house!
Yes, yes. When police arrived, officers said they could hear someone inside the house. That's when they surrounded the home and called for the canine unit.
No!
At that point, when the canine officer went in, the thief yelled from the basement, "I don't want to get bit by the dog. I give up." So the guy, George Asnat.
What?
A-S-S-N-A-T, Asnat.
George Asnat.
Yes.
Says weepy.
George Asnat was arrested. He didn't succeed in stealing the copper, but he did succeed in cutting out the entire copper pipe in the house.
I have no idea who this fool is.
Including bathroom,
what
kitchen, and basement.
So he caused all sorts of damage.
Yeah.
I'd kill that guy.
It cost about $1,600 to repair.
Wow.
Copper nets about $3 a pound. So Asnat would only have made about $250.
I'm going to rip your head off as soon as I get a chance, bro.
When they told him he picked a police officer's home to burglarize, he said, "It figures." He was a little dejected.
Personal.
That's what happens when you're an Asnat.
You can't stop me!
Because an ass.
What an unfortunate
head.
Name.
I don't want no trouble.
Damn.
All right, so
thieves.
If you happen to be gay, or maybe have some gay children, or maybe you're just happy, I don't know. In Hazard, Kentucky, you're just not allowed to swim in the public swimming pools if you're gay. It's just what it is. City officials and what the hell? No, they don't allow horses or war horses in public pools. City officials in Hazard, Kentucky, have refused to change the anti-gay policy at a public swimming pool that evicted a developmentally disabled gay couple due to their sexual orientation.
Goddamn!
Do what?
A storm of protests that erupted in a small eastern Kentucky town after a worker at the Hazard Pavilion Recreation Center cited the Bible as authority that gay people weren't allowed to swim there and forced the two men to leave the property.
Or whatever.
Yep, in the Bible it says, "Thou shalt not be gay or swim in public pools."
I never read that part. I didn't know they had swimming pools back then. That's pretty cool.
No, they didn't. They called them watering holes.
Times are hard.
They left the facility crying. Jordan Palmer, president of the gay rights group Kentucky Equality Federation, said, You don't treat people that way, especially someone that is developmentally challenged. I'm so appalled by that, I can't put it into words.
What is your glitch, huh?
So, what did it really have anything to do with them being gay?
No. Well, maybe. I mean, they said that, you know, the Bible says you're not allowed to be gay, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is just backwards, Kentucky. Let's see here. After the media spotlight from the incident diminished, the city's position changed. City attorney, who's responsible for changing city rules, reversed his stance, demanding that Palmer produce a Kentucky state law saying that the pool could not discriminate based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
I just don't understand.
So now if you swim in the pool, you won't become gay if other gays are in the pool with you. Because I think that's really what it's all about is, you know, the gay cooties might swim up. Possible. All right. Last story, Evansville, Indiana. A man is arrested at the Evansville West Walmart. Management said they noticed a man hanging out in the store for several hours. I know that's what I like to do. Just hang out in Walmart several hours.
It's fun.
He was acting strung out. When police arrived to talk to the man, they say he tried to run out of the automotive section garage. Once they were able to stop and search him, police identified him as Isaac Kennedy. Police say Kennedy had a warrant and was on parole for arson and burglary. When they searched him, police say they found stolen goods, including a knife, an air pistol, a Walkman, and a Slipknot CD.
I have no idea what this fool is.
Four excellent choices.
Nice. Slipknot.
I want to eat your face off.
Police also say that Kennedy had opened a case of beer and started drinking it.
Oh.
Police went and retraced the areas that the witnesses said Kennedy was acting suspicious in and found that he had doused three comforters and a backpack with lighter fluid.
Okay.
Police asked now Kennedy why he did it. Yeah. The report states that Kennedy said he was mad at the pharmacy because they wouldn't give him his prescription because he didn't pay for it.
You made it personal!
Kennedy then told police that a bunny rabbit told him to go back inside, and that once inside, Satan had told him to spray the bags and quilts with lighter fluid.
What?
You can't stop me!
Hey, Satan told him to do it. You gotta listen to him.
Satan always gets blamed for this stuff.
Why is he such a bad guy?
How do you think Satan feels?
Gosh.
Police say that Kennedy has matches and lighters, but told them he didn't plan on setting the things on fire. He was arrested and charged with theft, failure to appear, criminal mischief, and resisting law enforcement. Man, Satan gets such a bad rap sometimes.
Dreadful.
Did you say a bunny rabbit?
Yeah, the bunny rabbit initially told him to go back in. But Satan
the one dressed as a bunny rabbit because he had the horns, made the ears over his horns.
Hmm.
So I think maybe that? The Easter Bunny's an accomplice. All right, and that's
ain't it awful?
All right, Bill, that's the news?
Yeah, that's the news.
All right, Bill, thanks for doing the news this week. What do you say we do some DVDs?
Let's do them.
Let's do it.
DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, standard definition!
DVDs! Woo! They're DVDs, everybody!
Scary DVDs.
All
metal
right.
DVDs.
All right, Bill, what do we got in the DVDs this week?
DVDs are metal.
No!
Yeah! Tuesday, July 12th, 2011. How about Alice, season one?
Yeah! All
right.
Hell yeah!
That's his second favorite show.
90210 and Alice. 90210!
What a dickhead.
Do you remember watching Alice?
Yes.
I don't even know why we watched it, but we watched it.
Because it was on.
Because it was on TV.
Kiss yeah. My Grits. I'd love to watch
Flow.
The entire first season. I think you can buy when you go to a Cracker Barrel, they have like these assorted different TV show DVDs. I could have sworn
really?
I've seen an Alice one before.
At Cracker Barrel?
I was like, I want that. Hell yeah.
And Cracker Barrel's got some crazy shit, yo.
If you want some different strokes or something, check it out.
Never.
That'd be awesome.
I eat with my eyes and I eat with my nose.
Do they have the episode with the bike shop?
Yes. Hell yeah.
You want some wine?
Sure.
Such a screwed up episode. What the hell are they drinking wine? Kids in France are drinking wine. All right, next DVD and Blu-ray is Arthur, but not the Arthur we all know and love.
Not the one where he does as he pleases.
Yeah, no.
You know what I heard?
Oh, I love Christopher Cross. No, this is the Arthur with Russell Brand.
Oh, I remember you telling me, Bill, it's spot on.
Yes.
Spot on.
You made it personal.
Even looking at the cover for this movie just makes me angry.
Yeah, it's like sometimes when people talk about remakes stuff, I'm like, oh, stop. But then when you see this, it's like, maybe they're right.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it on HBO or something. But
yeah, I'll eventually watch it. Maybe.
I love that the only quote on it is, a laugh-out-loud romp.
Oh, yeah, a lot of romp.
Thelma Adams, huh? Us Weekly.
Dude, you got like this whole like thing with the world, don't you, huh?
Wash your winky. That's the only part I know from the trailers.
So do I. That's it.
All right, moving on. Universal is releasing Brazil on Blu-ray.
Yeah, Brazil. Hell yeah.
Kind of a disappointment, though, to me, because I would much rather have the Criterion collection with the various versions of the film instead of just a Universal release. Because I'm sure this is the theatrical happy ending release.
I prefer the happy ending. It's too depressing, the sad
really?
Ending. I don't think I've ever seen the happy ending. I've only seen the one where, you know.
It ends with him in the.
Yeah. What's the happy ending? Where they don't show that?
The happy ending is you don't see him in the chair.
Oh, you don't see the final shot.
Oh, I never
okay.
saw that.
Hmm. I have never seen that. I've just seen the. I guess it was the home video version we saw.
Probably, because it was a long time ago that I saw it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, keep it the way it is. Just the way it was intended by that crazy bastard Terry Gilliam.
Exactly.
You're
all right,
idiot.
Moving on.
Huh?
What?
He's rolling through like he's the man.
Oh.
Okay, Adam.
He's very sure of himself. All right, next on DVD, we have a film that Dax Shepard has done called Brothers Justice. And it's him trying to promote some crazy idea he has of a film. I saw a trailer for it a while back, and it's basically just him being an asshole and getting all of his celebrity friends to appear in a movie for him.
I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about? It's
well, let me look it up real quick, because I know it's him trying to promote an idea to make a film.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard of this. I remember him being on Conan talking about this.
Yeah. All right, so Brothers Justice. Well, my internet's moving really slow. Sorry.
My mind is like a Twizzler.
Yes, I'm very confused. Motivated by box office statistics, Dax Shepard has made a decision to leave comedy and pursue his dream of becoming an international martial arts action star.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know what this is now. It actually looked pretty funny.
I have no idea what this rule is.
Hopefully it'll go up on Netflix Instant or something.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
I'm already expecting unexpected. I'm tripping.
So what?
I was like, well, I didn't understand a single word of that.
Get situated on your bananas.
Okay. Oh, it's quite comfortable.
That's terrible. Okay. Next, we have a... Sorry. We have a triple feature. There's this site called Mr. Skin.
Right.
And it's been around forever. As long as the internet has been around, it's been around. And its whole thing is taking scenes and photos from the naked scenes of mainly women in films. So I guess now they're getting into releasing films on DVD. So they have a triple feature Women in Prison DVD of Chained Heat, Red Heat, and Jungle Warriors.
Yeah!
Oh,
he's excited.
I know Chained Heat and Red Heat because they're the Linda Blair movies.
Ah.
But I don't know.
And then you get
Jungle
shot with
Warriors
whipped cream in the face.
Jungle Warriors has Sybil Danning in it. I might have to check that out.
Oh my god.
I'm not stupid.
Oh, and each film has an introduction by Mr. Skin.
Oh.
I spend most of my time on bananas.
No, I wasn't going to buy it before. I am now.
Who the hell is he? Hi, I'm Jeff Skin.
The guy that started a website.
Jeff Skin.
I'm Jeff Skin. Oh, God. Call me Mr. Skin. All right,
he's like that Joe Francis guy where he's just some douche who made a lot of money off of exploiting women and nudity and stuff.
Next
no
Blu-ray
talents
is
of your own.
Damnation Alley.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that shit in years. And it's on Blu-ray?
George Peppard.
Did you say it was on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. It's got a young Jackie Earl Haley in it.
Yes, it does. Jan Michael Vincent.
It's got Hannibal Lecter. I mean, not Hannibal. It's got Hannibal from the A-Team, George Peppard.
Yes.
And Hannibal Lecter is not in the movie. It does have flesh-eating cockroaches, though.
Yeah, that kind of freaked me out when I was a kid.
Yeah, I just that giant car thing that they're in is just badass.
Yeah,
remember
what
that?
The hell is that? It's got like the top-mounted gun and shit.
It's just kind of ridiculous, but it's awesome. When you're a kid and you see that, you're like, awesome! Woohoo!
You're not taking over not my house!
Huh?
Not even like a car. It's like super weapon.
It's a giant... It's like a RV. Armored RV.
It's an RV. It's,
oh, like Stripes. Like Stripes. Urban assault vehicle. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
So I'm scared.
All right. Next on Blu-ray, we have Dino Croc versus Super Gator.
I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out big time. You have no idea what's happening.
Yeah. And then we have Entourage, the complete seventh season.
Oh, yeah, Entourage. That should be coming back soon. Awesome. The final season.
The final season. Where will the characters end up?
Yeah, do we give a shit?
Does anyone care?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm hoping that, like, there's an apocalypse and L.A. explodes and they all die.
Goddamn right.
I'd watch right that.
On. Awesome.
Next on Blu-ray, we have Insidious.
Hmm.
What is
yes,
that?
Yes, it's a horror film. From the makers of the Saw trilogy, or the original Saw films.
sounds totally...
Insidious?
I get nothing. Ah! Velociraptor!
It's supposed to be interesting. I'll give it a watch. Canadians. Check it out at some point.
Insidious. Insidious.
You know I'm better than you.
Huh?
Very sure of himself. Almost too sure.
Yeah. I think that guy's really insecure when it comes down to it.
I'm going to rip your head off as soon as I get a chance, bro.
Okay, man.
All right. Do whatever you say.
Rip my head off after the show, okay?
You know, all right. Next on... DVD and Blu-ray, we have The Lincoln Lawyer with Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, awesome. I like Matthew McConaughey.
Why not? This is a good movie. Supposedly.
Supposedly? Why not?
Supposedly.
I mean...
It's a gripping thriller.
That's all I ask for when I see thrillers.
Yep. That'd be gripping.
Needs to be gripping.
All right.
This has got to be one of those John Grisham adaptations or something.
For our
friend on Big Brother Adam, who's very metal, how about Megadeth, That One Night Live in Buenos Aires on Blu-ray?
Oh! Yeah!
Double featured that
You're
one time.
You're not taking over my house!
All right, and next on Blu-ray we have Naked, the Criterion Collection, Mike Lee film.
It's called Naked?
Naked.
And there's no nudity in it. Oh, my God. There's no, false
well,
advertising.
There's some nudity.
My mind is like a Twizzler.
Okay.
And it's a good movie. It's got David Thewlis.
David Thewlis.
Thewlis.
He's not naked, is he?
I don't think there's any full frontal.
Ugh. I don't know. He's pretty good shape.
No, stop.
He's a handsome man.
You take it on the chin.
Excuse me, Gordon?
Take what on the chin?
I eat with my eyes and I eat with my nose.
Where are you going with that, Laura?
I don't know. I don't
Chins
know.
Chins and...
God damn.
Hey, I'm excited for this week. We have Rango.
Hey, Rango! I enjoyed that a lot.
I never got around to seeing it, and I really do want to see Rango.
It's cool. You're going to like it. It's awesome.
I'm surprised.
All right, and while you're out picking up Naked and Rango, why not get Robot Chicken, Star Wars Episode 3?
Oh, you can just watch it on TV. Why do you need to own it?
Well, you know, these are really, really excellent specials.
Is that so freaking difficult?
I actually really despise these with a passion equaling 10,000 suns.
The most recent one had some funny stuff in it.
Did it?
Yeah. There's no reason to hate them.
I just can't get past the whole...
They're dope.
That sealed its doom right there.
That's done. That's good.
Robot Chicken is hit and miss. It can be funny, and it can also just go on for too long.
Okay, I accept your explanation.
Hit and miss.
The first season was pretty good because they had so much to work with, and then after that it was just like...
There's some funny Star Wars stuff, and there's other stuff that's not funny. It's just, you know, hit and miss. You know what I'm saying, Steven?
Mm-hmm. All right. And last Blu-ray, we have a film from Thailand that actually won the Palme d'Or last year called Uncle Boonmi, Who Can Recall His Past Lives.
I remember hearing about this. Sounds really trippy.
Yeah. It's like the guy is visited by like his dead son in the form of like some sort of black hairy beast with red eyes, and it's just there's some really weird shit.
It was like Tori Spelling walked through the door,
but apparently they understood it and were like, man, yes, holy moly,
that's a weird turn.
I have no idea who this fool is.
She does look like an alien.
Is this supposed to be fiction or like a documentary?
It's just
no. This is a documentary.
Huh. Okay.
Yes. No. Of course, it's fiction.
Yeah.
Okay. The film centers on the last days of in the life of its title character, Uncle Boonmi, together with his loved ones, including the ghost of his dead wife and his lost son, who's returned in non-human form. Boonmi explores his past lives as he contemplates the reasons for his illness. In its review, Variety describes the plot twists such as apparitions, out-of-body experiences, and sex with a catfish.
Huh?
What?
It's a documentary. yeah, I have no idea what's going on, but I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I hope it's not the same catfish that they used on MasterChef this week.
I'm sure it'll air on a IFC sometime.
That's the weirdest okie noodling ever.
Get your arm down there in the hole. Ain't gonna bite. All right, and that's DVDs and Blu-ray for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week. Awesome.
There's no secret handshake. There's an IQ prerequisite, but there's no secret handshake.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And scene.
All right, everybody. That was episode. That was episode 241 of Nowhere Mulberry. Thank you for listening this evening. I hope everything went okay on the feed on Mixler. I guess that's how you pronounce it.
I assume so.
Did you see any complaints or anything, Bill? Everything
no
okay?
No complaints. No.
Awesome. So go to nowheremulberry.com. There you will find a link to our forum, where we'd love for you to join and comment on shows as we put them out, much like Torgo did this week, Bill. How awesome is that?
So awesome.
Torgo. Complimentary crazy bread.
Complimentary crazy bread.
And also, you could send us an email at nimpodcast@gmail.com.
No!
Or you could leave us a voicemail at 1-206-202-3491. That would be pretty rocking. Also,
no!
We've got a really cool Nora Mulberry fan club on Facebook, Bill, and we discovered we can actually chat on there at any time.
That is cool.
So if you just chat in the Nora Mulberry fan club, like, I'll see it because I'm part of the club. Does anybody who's part of the club, can they see it, that somebody's chatting?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's pretty sweet, man.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So anytime you're on Facebook, just check it out, man.
Drop in on the fan club.
There's one guy, a Shoddy Gray is his name.
Kane Shoddy Gray.
Shoddy Gray is my name. He said, "Arg, is anyone there?" And I went, "Hey, I'm here. How's it going?"
And then he went, "Oh!"
And we chat for a while. It was pretty cool. So if you guys are on Facebook and you just say hi, and maybe we'll say hi back to you. That'd be pretty sweet. Wouldn't it, Bill?
Yes.
Oh! Man, I'm going to break it in that guy's house.
You're not taking over my house.
Oh, scary. Okay. Are you sure? Can I go into your house?
No!
That guy's scary. What's your favorite show, anyway? Who tells people that? My favorite show is 90210! It's like, okay.
Degrassi High!
What about Melrose? Melrose Place! No, I never watched that.
I'm really a 17-year-old girl!
I'm not stupid.
Secret Life of American Teenager. Traveling Pants of the Sister of...
You know what? If I would have
been... Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
If I would have been in the Big Brother house with him and he said, I love 90210, I would have been like... If it would have been me, I would have said the current one, or like you mean the old, like
yeah,
old
that's what I was wondering.
You mean like
who?
With Brandon in the case?
It's like I love both of them. Love that guy. I just, you know, whatever happens on Big Brother, as long as we get more Adam from the Bay Area on there, we also get that guy, Adam, roaring a lot. Doing his...
metal roar.
Metal!
Metal! Oh, my throat hurts.
The new school is not looking strong here.
Okay, Adam. That guy is Adam. It's Adam. Am I right? Come on.
Does he say dope?
I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out big time. You have no idea what's happening.
All right, guys. Well, next week, I'm not sure we're doing a show. We'll be able to. I'll let you guys know. But we will put out some kind of special episode. And also, I will in this... All next week, I'm going to be working up to it till we go to SeaWorld, the best of. And if you want to if you want to support the show, go ahead and donate like $5 and I'll send it to you. It'll help pay massive hosting fees. Massive, Bill. Massive.
Enormous.
I just want to keep saying massive.
No!
Wait, what was that, Steven?
Yeah. Sounds like Tori Spelling walked through the door.
Wait, what did that sound like when Steven made that sound?
It was like Tori Spelling walked through the door.
What does that even mean? I don't know. All right, everybody. See you next time. Bye, everyone. Woo!
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Severin, say bye.
Bye. This was a letdown. End of story. Moving on.
Is like a Twizzler.
Now this is podcasting.
This house is so packed.
I'm gonna rip your head off as soon as I get a chance.
You're not taking over my house.
You can't stop me.
No.
You know I'm better than you.
Ah!
You know I'll smoke you.
Ticks me off.
And then you get shot with whipped cream in the face.
I'm gonna eat your face off.
Oh my god.
I don't want no trouble.
I eat with my eyes and I eat with my nose.
That was a very big technical error.
I'm not retarded.
You were completely frazzled. You were a total mess.
You made it personal.
I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out big time. You have no idea what's happening. So I'm scared.
I just want some chips. I want some chips. That's all. All I want is chips. See? The chip. That's it.